This great Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Let's head east just slightly to our mate in Adelaide at our sister station over there. His name is Limo, comedian, TV, radio, you name it, author and actor. Limo, welcome, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Lovely to be with you as always. And you mentioned their posters on the bedroom wall. Well, as a kid, I had three. I had David Hooks, South Australian cricketer.
Nice, yes.
Peter Knight, Hawthorn legend.
Yes,
sure.
And I had a Kiss poster, but it was from the Love Gun album. So I had Love Gun, Kiss, and I had no idea as a kid what Love Gun meant.
Sure.
It was just a cool poster to me. And it was only years later when this naive country kid found out what Love Gun meant. I was horrified.
Paul Stanley's words, was it? You pulled the trigger on my Love Gun.
That's it. My mum was clutching her pearls, I think, when she found out.
Actually, there's been a few Love Guns around this week in the papers, actually. Greg Norman had a Love Gun, didn't he?
Oh, my God. Well, Kimber, did you fall off your chair when you saw that?
That was a bazooka.
She sees something like that every morning, bud.
I was distracted by the dog that he had next to him on the beach.
Yes. I saw the dog was looking at it saying, are you going to throw that thing so I can fetch it?
Lazy dog. Going,
but you know what? It's a cry for help from Greg Norman.
It is.
Remember his nude photos a few years ago?
Yes.
And now he's posting this very raunchy beach snap. Mm. Are we moments away from seeing a Greg Norman sex tape leaked in inverted commas?
Oh, dear.
Well, he's in all right shape, though, Lee.
Oh, he's in good shape.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind, you know. It's a good
and did
body.
You know Kmart are bringing out a door snake, a Greg Norman door snake?
The white pointer.
Yeah.
Right. I can't wait to see the great white. Yeah. What would his adult film be called, by the way?
Oh, God.
Would we go with Daddy Shack?
Masters.
Happy Fillmore.
More than just a green jacket.
Under par.
Putting from long range.
Right.
Hole in one.
Oh, you've started it now, mate. You've started it. Sorry.
We're away. Anyway, I look forward to that. I'm sure it's just around the corner. Now, guys, I want to share a story with you today that may seem like a rough story on the surface, but I got to tell you, it was just magnificent. My wife went out last Friday for a boozy lunch with a couple of very good friends of hers.
Okay, yeah.
And they went to a restaurant, and then they went back to one of the girls. They went back to her apartment, and I got a phone call from the girl whose apartment it was at about 6 p.m. last Friday. I was home with our four-year-old son. Yeah. From this girl saying, you are going to have to come to my apartment and collect your wife.
Oh, hello. Yes.
And I said, well, I think you can sort out your own problems. And I basically hung up. I was busy feeding my son dinner at the time. Anyway, they started texting over the next few days after their day out. Here's a list of the injuries sustained by these three in their afternoon of mayhem. Cigarette burn to the arm.
Okay.
General cuts and bruises.
Yep.
A split heel. My wife has a split heel. One of them has a pulled groin.
Oh.
One of them got some broken glass stuck in their bum, which led to blood stains on my wife's shirt.
Oh
my God.
And I said to my wife, were you guys in a cage fight at some point during this time? And when my friend FaceTimed me to say, you've got to come and collect your wife, because what had happened, they're on the balcony, someone fell over, they broke a table, they broke a glass. Then two guys over the road on an accompanying balcony yelled across the street and said, are you okay? Do you need some help? And she said, yes, I do. So they came from the other apartment building into her apartment. So when this friend FaceTimed, I'm watching some bloke I've never seen before patting or rubbing my wife's back as she's laying on her friend's bed. Anyway, I went and collected her, and I got her into the car. I got her home. I got her to bed. I put a wet flannel on her forehead. The next morning, I looked after. I passed no judgment.
Well done.
And I tell you what, I have got so many credits. It is the single greatest gift she could have given me was that session last Friday.
All those credits, and you hung up the phone on the first occasion.
I did too. I wanted to know nothing about it the first time round. But anyway, I am free to party as much as I want in the foreseeable future.
And thank you to random guy from other balcony.
Yes, thank you, random guy. I've been taking care of my wife.
Thank God he wasn't Greg Norman.
Oh, no. That would have been a disaster. Claire's, Matt and Kimber.
Matt, you've always wanted to write a hit, mate.
Oh, God, I've wanted to write a hit.
You've
just
written
one.
A lot of... Hey, we don't call it Matt's Hits from Your Hood for nothing, mate.
Yeah,
it's
I know,
because you're pumping out hit after hit.
But I'm not getting Aha's royalties for Take On Me, am I?
No, or Tame Impala's arias like last night.
Yeah. Yeah, or My Sharona. I just needed to write one song.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that maybe we can do it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, collectively.
Yes, because we've brought in some instruments today.
We have.
Because I'm setting us a challenge this morning.
Okay.
There's some guys on Twitter who have taught you, us, within 30 seconds, how to write a hit AC/DC song.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Quick TikTok video. Have a listen to this.
Here's how to make an AC/DC track in 30 seconds. First, you need drums. Then you need bass. Then you need guitar. All you need to know are three chords, A, D, and G. Put them together in any order. And do your best impression of Marge Simpson.
What's that? Look out! Dog on the road! What's that? Look out! Dog on the road!
Dog on the road!
Dog on the road! Keep it simple. Keep it simple, stupid, isn't it?
Okay.
Unreal.
So I've brought in my guitar. I've got the keyboard for you.
Oh, no, we're going to try this right now, are we?
No, over the course of the morning.
Oh, okay. So we got time to practice.
Claire's got his drumsticks.
I got my drumsticks because I'm WA's worst drummer.
Now, you heard that they called it Dog on the Road, and that's the key to an AC/DC song. Don't try and overcomplicate it.
No.
It ain't Shakespeare.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
No, Shot in the Dark is the most recent single.
Shot in the Dark.
There you go.
So I'm thinking something like putting the bins out.
Oh, yeah?
Or doing the dishes.
Doing the dishes.
Get the dishes done.
Oh, that's better,
sounds
actually.
A bit
get the dishes done is much better. Okay. Let's call
it
that.
Is that what we're going to call
get
it?
Get the dishes
get
done.
Get the dishes done. Okay, so this morning we're going to write an AC/DC song.
Yeah, and see how...
Get the dishes done.
See how acadacker and how Angus it sounds.
I've got a good feeling about this.
Yeah,
this
I like
could be my
it,
way in.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled I'm playing an instrument I've never played before.
Well, the great thing is it's one note.
Okay, great.
That's all you need to do.
Winner. Clancy, Matt
and Kimber. It's pretty simple stuff. Yo, Hell's Bells. How about this one? Pretty straightforward.
Three chords.
Yeah, three chords. But the strong suggestion that they've made that to be a vocalist like Brian Johnson is you just need to sing like Marge Simpson.
Yeah, that's funny.
Has meant that we can really throw it out there and try and get someone to do the lead vocals for our band.
Absolutely, and come up with some cracking lines at the same time.
Yeah, because we are going to try and write this AC/DC song by the end of the show.
Yeah, it's called Get the Dishes Done.
Get the Dishes Done. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Maxine from Lathlane on the line. G'day, Maxine.
Hey, Maxine.
Good morning. I've got Lara here with me too.
Hi, Lara.
Good. All right. Now, are you both going to give us your best song line to help out and sing along?
I'm going to give you the song line and she's going to do her best scream at the end.
Oh, great. Yeah. How old is Lara, Max?
Lara is 3.
Oh, very good. Love a screaming 3-year-old. That's terrific.
All right, cool. Do you need us to bring you in with anything, Maxine, or you reckon you can just hit us with your AC/DC ready to go?
I reckon I can hit it.
Okay.
Sounds like Lara's ready to
Let's go
as
go.
Well.
All right, Maxine of Lathlane, go for it.
The kids are making mess.
The kids Love are making it. Mess.
The kids are making mess.
It's classic.
Yeah,
sounds like school holidays.
Very
That's
good.
The one.
Brilliant. Thanks, Maxine. Thanks,
our
Lara.
Our people will be in touch, Maxine. Thank you very much.
We'll get our agent to call. Maybe the tour director as well.
Yeah.
Kids are making mess.
Let's go to Swan View. Sharon, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, Shaz.
Sharon, have you always wanted to be the lead singer of a band?
Yeah, but I'm the worst singer in the whole world.
Well, that's okay. If you're doing a bit of acadaca screaming, it's good.
How's your Marge Simpson?
Yeah, more Brian Johnson than Marge, Kimber. Yeah.
Great.
Good.
Even better.
We love Brian's voice. It's grunty and it's really rock.
All right. Sharon, have you got a line in mind for our song, Get the Dishes Done?
Yeah, I kind of, I've thought of a couple of things on my way. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm... My kids will probably kill me for this, but
That's all right.
I'll give it
a shot. No, rock it up, sister. Go for it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Sharon. Go. Sharon, Swan View, about to rock.
Are we ready to rock? Put your first dish in. You take your dish out. You get your teeth out.
Whoa, rock out.
Wow.
Sharon, you're amazing. amazing. Oh,
Spinal Tap.
Sharon, with all due respect, that does sound like one of those police recordings for when they've done the, you know, the 000 call.
But you are going to have to tell us exactly what your line was, because down the phone it was hard to hear, but you totally had the essence right.
It sounded a bit like the RSPCA maybe calling. But
okay. It was like, you put your first dish in.
Yep.
Your first dish out. Ah. Get the tea towel and shake it all about.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
Got to have the shake in there. That's
Sharon,
great.
I think if your kids have give you a hard time on that, they're very unreasonable.
They don't
that
understand
was fantastic.
Music. Yeah. Clizzy, Matt and
Kimber. Bit of a celebration of all things AC/DC this morning, because we did play that TikTok video of those couple of blokes who said it's really easy to put together an AC/DC song.
Well, they did, right?
Yeah.
They just said you just play a couple of chords on the guitar, only three.
Well, that's all you need.
Here's Matty in the background ready to go.
Matt's looking very Angus back there without the cap. Oh, you've got to put the cap on backwards,
and,
I think.
And they said a few drums. Claire-Z, that's you.
Yeah, I'm ready to go with the drums, which is actually my lunchbox.
And someone to sing like Marge Simpson. That's me.
That's you.
We've got producer Tom on the bass.
Ooh. He's done that before.
It's A. You're going to be playing A. We've been working on this song for 5 minutes now. All morning. All morning, right?
Yeah, there's been so many grueling hours. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, are we just going to kick it off?
Yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah.
On the counter?
Okay. It is called Get the Dishes Done, because these guys on TikTok said keep it simple, and we got some awesome lyrics from our listeners, so we're ready to go.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I put the dishes in. I take the dishes out. I find a dry tea towel. Shake it all about. I get the dishes done. I get the dishes done. I get the dishes done. I get the dishes done.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
hey, rock and roll.
It turns out it's really easy.
That was pretty good.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
Some people are calling. Are these our critics?
Oh, about our song.
About our AC/DC song.
Well, just to see how well we did.
Yeah.
Donna in Yanchep, we're afraid to ask. What did you think of our AC/DC song?
It was brilliant.
Hey! Oh, good on you, Donna.
You can stay.
Yeah, I had tears streaming down my eyes from laughter.
Oh.
I know someone could sound so much like Marge Simpson.
Kimber Cale.
She's found a new calling.
Yeah, that's a niche.
Yeah, new calling. It was
love
awesome.
It.
Oh, thanks, good on you, Donna. Donna, thank
not
you.
Not a worry.
And we've got ACDC's lawyers on the phone.
Donna didn't actually mention the musicianship in there as well.
Oh, that's
Well, you know, maybe Diane from Perth's got some ideas. Hey, Diane, what did you think of our ACDC hit Get the Dishes Done?
Absolutely loved it.
It wasn't bad, was it?
We actually, once the mics went off, we went, actually, we thought we were better than we were going to be.
Okay, makes you wonder what Brian Johnson himself would think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, we only did one rehearsal before that, Diane, so we thought we'd do our best. A bit like a band comp.
And as much as I love AC/DC and their music, it does make me think they go, right, we need to write a new album. Done it.
Yeah.
Before you get the dishes done.
Yeah.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks for your support. We'll get you some merch at the tent.
Oh, let's go to Frio. Good morning, Kate.
What's the verdict, Kate?
I loved it. It was so good.
Yes.
Good on you.
Oh, my God. We're going to start a band, guys.
We are rock legends.
Yeah. Look, we always say that AC/DC wrote one song.
Yeah.
And then they just tweak it every time. And I think you guys have nailed it.
Very nice.
Well, I've done that with my stand-up comedy routine, that's for sure. So.
Yeah. We only need one hit. That's all we need.
Yeah,
and we can bank on that for the rest of
royalties
our lives.
Royalties forever. Yeah, you're right, Matt. We'll get sued by Angus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good
love
on
it.
You, Kate.
Cheers,
thanks,
Kate.
Clizzy,
Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.
A very odd year.
Yeah, now it's fine if Guy wants to stand with us, but make sure you've got your app downloaded, Guy.
Yeah. What we're speaking about is, well, this is what the Premier had to say yesterday.
Today we're launching our compulsory contact registers for COVID and also our QR code apps, which will allow for people to use electronic means of registering. It will be mandatory for a range of businesses and places that people visit, and it's all designed to keep our state COVID safe.
Where are you? Where have you been? We want to know, but it's not Big Brother.
No, but they're bringing it back. You know, obviously, where they're saying with the state borders opening up now, that and they could still be closed at any time. But they're saying we're just trying to put something in place to help us out. And so from December 5, contact registers are back. You can expect to go into bars, restaurants, cafes, nightclubs, gyms, places of worship, hairdressers, cinemas, theatres, real estate inspections, zoos.
Right.
It's pretty much across the board. You're going to walk in and you're going to find a pen and a page of paper that says we need all your details.
Yes.
Or you could use the COVID Safe, the WA app.
Okay. So you download that on your phone and it scans somewhere, does
yeah,
it?
Safe, yeah, on Safe point. WA. And yeah. It's you still have to check in wherever you go. So you scan this QR code as you enter the venue, but it saves you having to write your details every time and touching a pen and things like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the contact registers will ask for your name, your phone number, the date and the arrival time that you got to the venue.
Okay. And this is December 5. And this is like the fines are quite substantial, aren't they?
Yeah.
I believe they are.
It's $50,000 for an individual if you don't provide your details and $250,000 for body corporate. So it's been and up to 12 months in prison if you don't comply. So pretty serious.
Well, my mate's just come back from Brisbane and he said it just took him a day to get used to it, going into a different place. He went into a chemist or something. And he got all the details taken or he scanned his way in and out. And he did say there was a couple of venues that didn't have it. And I'm thinking, I wonder if those businesses risked fines or they weren't on the list for Brisbane at the time.
Yes.
But he did say, he said it was weird because we haven't been as tight here. I remember going to the Wembley Hotel when we first opened up and had to write our names down on a list.
Mm-hmm.
It was the very first day of meals down there with a beer. But it was, he said it took him less than a day to get used to it.
And that's the point, isn't it? Now's the time that we need to be vigilant. We've been so lucky. We've handled the situation well.
Yep.
But now that the borders are opening up, we're now most at risk.
Yeah, and some people might find it confronting to go back to this again when we haven't had any community transmission. But we certainly know that, you know, with the great lifestyle we've been able to continue living at the moment.
Speak for yourself.
You want to be able to be contacted if you have been of in course. An area. And there's just no way that they could tell you otherwise.
Yes.
You know, I certainly know I would want to know if I'd been in near someone who might have tested positive.
It's like an insurance policy, isn't it, really, in so many ways, to have this ready to go, because we have been living pretty free and easy, to be honest.
Yeah, and time is of the essence.
Yeah.
You know, if they can contact 10 people within an hour and tell them don't go anywhere, that beats the hell out of, you know, putting it out to the media.
Yeah.
Were you in this particular shop?
Yeah.
2 days pass, you've been to many different places.
And the other option of shutting everything down every time.
You know,
has to be components or compartments of the community.
Well, everywhere you go, when you give your details there, they need to keep the info for 28 days.
Yes.
And then after that, they just dispose of it. So I suppose, you know, you've got a decent amount of time to be told if anything's gone pear-shaped. And then you can, you know, hopefully we'll all stay safe.
And when you say, get rid of it, it goes to some Bulgarian gang.
Yes.
Great.
Or Kimber will be at the bin shredding it personally for you.
That great Claire's, Matt and Kimber catch-up was for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.